This morning, we're taking a look back at some of the favorite conversations on The Takeaway over the last year. Back in September, John Hockenberry traced the history of country music over the last 70 years. Take a listen now to his exploration of how country is changing with economic times.
Go buy pots and pans. I'm gonna take a Greyhound bus as further as I can. Ain't gonna wash no windows. Ain't gonna scrub no floors. When you realize I'm gone, I'm gonna hear you roar. And you'll say, hey,
this nation has been through a lot of changes in the past generation. We talk about them quite a lot on this program, but one we might not have mentioned is how that most American of music, country music, has changed and may be changing back. Call it an indicator of economic times, but in the time it took pickup trucks to go from stripped-down working-class boxes of mud and steel to plush-seated luxury vehicles, country music went from the folksy, tinny, common man sound of Woody Guthrie.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line.
To this.
I spent $1,500 on your damn dog's collar.
Or this.
When will I wake up? Why did we break up? When will we make up? When money burns on trees.
It's hunky Tim McGraw and sultry Shania Twain singing about those big issues in life, you know, money and sushi and the perils of being rich. But one of the hottest country artists right now may be pointing the way back.
I got a strong back, steel toes, I rarely call in sick, a good truck.
It's Ronnie Dunn with a song that's little more than a job application put to music.
I work weekends if I have to, nights and holidays, give you 40 and then some, whatever. $4 and change at the pump. Cost of living's high going up.
When I heard Ronnie Dunn's Cost of Living the first time, I cried because I was like, oh my gosh, that's about my husband. My husband was laid off, you know, he couldn't find a job. And he's a hard worker, and all he wanted to do was get a job.
Ronnie Dunn has a song out right now, and every time I hear it, it talks about how hard it is. And it's basically a song about a guy trying to get a job.
Dunn's anthem to the simple pain of these economic times has struck deep. That last voice is a man named Jim Yoshus, who's just a few years younger than Dunn, struggling in Hartford, Connecticut, where northeastern Yankees find the southern twang of country music is more reliable than the commuter trains into New York City.
For the first time in my life, I feel very vulnerable. I feel like that older white male that did everything supposedly right climbing up. I'm blue collar, I just have a high school education, stuck my nose to the grindstone and just left it there for years. And now I feel like the next generation really wants me gone because I'm old school. And the music, for me, that's why I listen to it.
They're voicing what we all feel, what we all want to say. We all want to know who or why. Who's doing it?
DJ Corey Myers hosts The Breakfast Show on Country 92.5 in Hartford. She's taken her morning show away from the line-dancing froth of country's 2K years to the realities of this decade.
It's another hour of Connecticut Country.
860-249-9250. I want to know your thoughts on if the music today that we're playing here at Country 92.5 is reflecting your life.
I've been working as a temp at the local factory.
I came off of unemployment myself, and I can't say that country music got me through it, but it certainly helped.
You know what? That's the power of music.
I hope they hire me on full time. I got shoes to buy and mouth to feed.
This is hardly new, of course, and in a way it's reassuring. American artists reflecting their times, even awkwardly sometimes.
As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
It was the Fat Elvis, you may remember, who made this tune about bad times a generation ago a hit.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born.
It's not known how much of the ghetto Elvis ever saw, but hard times in Mississippi during the Depression were in Elvis's blood. And however big his tour bus gets, country legend Toby Keith says a turn back to talking about the pain of real people is a homecoming for him as an artist.
I don't sit down and write a song and think I'm going to write it for Donald Trump. So I don't get out of bounds very often and write about stuff I don't know about, you know, or that I haven't experienced. And I think it resonates in the lyric, and it resonates in the performance, and it obviously strikes a chord and runs a thread through my fans.
I'm 100% made in America right here now.
Economic conditions are definitely showing up in the music, not just in songs that talk explicitly about unemployment or about money being tight, but in songs that just look at a search for identity and validation.
Professor Jocelyn Neal teaches courses in popular culture at the University of North Carolina, but this is a subject nearly anyone in America could teach these days, even unemployed Jim Yosius.
Country music just seems to talk about the things that, you know, if it's a war or if it's family or if it's hard times, it just seems to speak to that. And we thought it was bad 3 years ago. It's definitely the worst it's been now. I mean, right now, it's tough. It's real bad out there.
So with 14 million Americans out of work and 46 million in poverty, it's easier to reach back and see how the voice of Hank Williams from decades ago.
The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Connects directly with the voice of Ronnie Dunn today.
We all bleed red, we all taste rain, all fall down.
With no shiny Escalades or diamond necklaces in between.
We all say words we regret, we all cry tears, we all bleed red.
That's Ronnie Dunn's Bleed Red. John Hockenberry explored the connection of country music and current economics a few months back. Give us your musical insights. How is your favorite band or artist changing with the times? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
We're just wasting our time, because my scars, they are your scars, and your world is mine. All bleed red, we all taste red.